Well, this is different, but it is so good. So nice to see you. I couldn't help but thinking this morning, every assembly has its own character. And probably no two assemblies are alike. And this morning, you do things that are just a little different than we do things. And I must say, when the sanitizer came along, I looked at that and I thought, oh yeah, I know what to do with this now. I'll figure this out, you know. We could get distracted. How easy do you think it was in the beginning? We walk here in comfort, we ride here in comfort, we come into a climate-controlled environment. Oh, we got a few little glitches here and there. What if you were breaking bread here this morning in fear that if someone stepped in that back door, you would be hauled off to prison? You think that would be distracting? I think it'd be distracting. And yet, almost daily, but surely, week by week, those new Christians gathered together in that environment and remembered the Lord. So let us not think this is anything new. It's probably easier than they had. By the way, greetings. I was intending to be speaking in my own assembly in person and Zooming to you this morning. Now I have Zoomed to my assembly in Pembroke earlier today, and now I'm in person with you. It's amazing what a few hours can do. So greetings from the Pembroke Bible Chapel. Before I even thought about becoming a Christian, I had three friends, real friends, friends that I believe, even though it has been years now since I've talked to any of them, if I were to pick up the phone right now and say, I need you, I think one or two, or maybe all three of them, maybe have trusted the Lord by now. I'm not even sure about that. But one thing I am confident of is that they would come. They come. Why? Because we're friends. We were friends in high school. We were friends out of high school. Time and circumstances have separated us, but I believe that we had a friendship that if needed to be called on today, I know I'd go if they call me, and I'm pretty sure they would come if I called them. Now, these last few weeks at this particular session, we've been considering how to live in the last times, how to conduct ourselves. We talked about last week, we talked about reaching out, witnessing. Don't quit. You may not see anything happen today. It's okay. We don't have to see anything happen. We're living by faith, not by sight. Don't ever forget that. You don't have to see anything. without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if we just went by what we saw, we wouldn't be pleasing the Lord. But by faith, we please him. So we talked about witnessing. Now, for a few minutes this morning, I want to consider another aspect. And it's the reason I gave you this introductory story. I want to springboard from my friends and the relationship that we've had to your friends, present tense, body, life, and how we are to conduct ourselves. And I'm going to go maybe to a little different text to do this, but I'm going to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and pick out a story from 2 Timothy chapter 1 of a person who's only mentioned three times in the scriptures. We really know very little about him. He's mentioned here in the text I'm going to read, beginning in verse 15 of chapter 1 of 2 Timothy. He's also mentioned again, just by name, his name and his family, or it's referred to in the scripture, his household. Okay. Let me read for you, beginning in verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul writes to Timothy, you know this, all those in Asia have turned away from me. Pause. What's the context? Paul's in prison. It's probably the last days of Paul's life. This is kind of not a good report at the end of your ministry. It's kind of, I started on the road to Damascus, and the Lord has used me in an unparalleled way. Hundreds, maybe thousands, have come to the Lord. Dozens, if not more, assemblies have been established, many of them in what we would call Asia. And now he says, all those have turned away. Wow. I think that could be depressing, to be honest with you. It's like my whole life's work. Matter of fact, I'll go even further. Paul would write, I've only got one. A lot of good people, a lot of good people around him from the very beginning when they lifted him over the wall in Damascus and he was fled for his life. Remember in the basket, who's holding the ropes? I always thought, who's holding the ropes? He's got a team always with him. And you got one that was like-minded, but he said, all in Asia have turned away from me. Now, let's don't read into the scriptures more than the scriptures say. He did not say, all who in Asia have turned away from the Lord. But they turned away from Paul. It's kind of like Demas, right? Demas has forsaken me. We'll get a little more in that case. Having loved this present world, well, that's not good. It's one thing to forsake Paul. It's another thing to love this present world. We don't have that information here. All those in Asia have turned away from me. Let me suggest in the context, it's probably talking about his imprisonment. Probably talking about Paul has been arrested. Paul has been imprisoned. Paul has been condemned. I mean, Christianity is not the most favorite club you want to join in these days. Matter of fact, if you have anything to do with Christianity, your life could be in jeopardy. And so he says, all in Asia have turned away. And then he talks about two people in verse 15, Phygellus and Hermogenes. Now, those people can't help it what the parents named them, okay? But they could help their attitude. toward Paul and perhaps toward the Lord. They could, they did establish a character. And so Timothy must have known him. He wouldn't just throw out those names. And so they were part of those that have turned away from the Apostle Paul. Left him, if you please, in prison. But it's not all bad. Look at verse 16. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus. Sorry, I'm going to call him Oni. Is that okay with you guys? Yeah. We're just short. Call him for short, Oni. There are about four different ways you could probably pronounce that, and then it'd be my way. So I'm not even going to try. Okay. The Lord grant unto the household of Oni, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously and found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day, day of reckoning, day of blessing, day of bema seat, day of rewards. And you know very well how many ways he ministered to me at Ephesus. That's all we know about Oni. That's it. You got it. He got a household mentioned in chapter 4 as well. He's from Ephesus. That's a good place. There was a good assembly in Ephesus when Paul writes to the Ephesians. That's those people, okay? But the reason I bring him up as an example is because we know good examples of a lot of well-known people, but this guy's sort of in the shadows. Maybe this guy could represent you. It's the last days. You say, this was the last days? It was for Paul. A lot of distractions. Mr. MacDonald, in his commentary, said Oni had three choices when he arrived in Rome. Listen to him. Number one, he could have avoided contact with all Christians. Wasn't the most popular thing to do, gather in those days. Number two, he could have met secretly in a basement somewhere, in a dark alley somewhere, in a back field somewhere. Number three, he could have boldly exposed himself to danger by visiting Paul in prison. That's what he did. There's so many things that we can learn how to live our life in the last days. We've talked about preaching the word. We've talked about visiting people, witnessing to people. Think about Oni and his burden. I don't know where I got this quote. It may have been from Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown, if you have that commentary. But it goes like this. But before I give you the quote, Onesiphorus, his name means bringing profit or useful. Okay. Then this quote, the ministers of the morning breeze love to come in the shades of night. Isn't that? The ministers of the morning breeze love to come in the shades of night. You get that? People whose heart is like Oni, people who have a burden to help others, they just love to do that. You know anybody like that? I do. Everybody's not like that, but some of them. They're just kind of looking. They're just kind of waiting. They're just, like Oni is going, wow, Paul's in a real predicament. He's in the shades of night. Things are not good for him. I love to step in to that. Special people do that. Not everybody does that. He was not ashamed, we read, of my chain, Paul said. Remember, he could have had nothing to do with Christians. He could have met in secret. No, no. He goes up to the captain of the guards and says, excuse me, have you got a prisoner in here by the name of Paul? Saul of Tarsus, the guy that got converted on the Damascus Road, he's a Christian now, an apostle. Do you happen to know what cell he's in? Exposing himself. Like, I'm his friend. Like, I've come. Like, time's running out. Watch this. In verse 17, when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously and found me. He didn't give up. You ever hear of this happening? Someone says, well, now so-and-so is sick, or so-and-so is discouraged, or somebody really needs a visit. Would there be anybody you think that could go visit them? Some say, yeah, I'll try. And so a week or two passes, and you say to so-and-so, did you ever get in touch with someone? Well, I tried. He wasn't home. Oh. Or I called and no one answered. Oh. Sought me out very zealously and found me. You got to be determined that you're going to do this. This is something that's in your heart. It's like, I am not going to quit until I find this person. You go back to verse 16. Oni, speaking of Oni, for he often refreshed me. That doesn't sound like a one-time visit to me. It doesn't sound like, well, I called and had a short visit on him. That was 6 months ago, friend. Come on. What are we doing the last day? We continue, remember? We're continuing. Geography doesn't matter. Circumstances doesn't matter. Even if they're in chains, doesn't matter. You say, wow. I'm not visiting anybody in chains. How about this? What about if someone has the chains of poverty? Now, we know a little about that in North America. The people in poverty in North America know better than the kings of the Old Testament for the most part. So we don't know much about poverty. But go in your mind now to another world and another country and a mud hut and no shoes and poverty. Or you say, boy, I wish I could go visit those people. No, they're not like us. Chains often lessen your friends. Did you notice that? Oh, he's in prison. He. Yeah, well, he's getting what he deserves. Yeah. Not only, he wasn't ashamed. He was not ashamed of my chain, verse 16. He identified with me. He came right into the prison. He brought food. He brought encouragement. He brought light. He brought, are you listening? The morning breeze. Wouldn't that be nice to be known? Is the morning breeze. That just has got a neat ring to it. Yeah. How about the change of unpopularity? The prodigal son had a lot of friends when he had the money and he had the parties and everybody wanted to be his friend. Everybody wanted to come constantly. We did, ran out of money. And he ran out of popularity. And the only friends he had was pigs. And they got all the food and he got none. Oh, dear friend, chains are you wouldn't be ashamed to identify yourself with your fellowship here, would you? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about this assembly is known by the people who attend here, whether you're on Zoom this morning or you're in this building this morning. This assembly is known by you. You are the assembly. You glad for that? Want to be part of that? Giving yourself for that? Can't wait to help somebody else this morning? Can't wait for an opportunity to be the morning breeze in the shadows of darkness? You know anybody discouraged? Anybody lonely? Anyone in despair? Anyone sick? Anyone having financial problems? Anyone having marital problems? You just keep building the list. Oni would say, okay, I'm ready. This is what I live for. This is what I love to do. I just can't wait to go and help my brother or my sister. Chains often lessen our friendship with others. I guess what I'm saying is that there's so many complex and shades that we can conduct our lives in the last days that we ought to be saying, wow. And I thought, this is bad. This is not bad. This is wonderful. I've got opportunities I've never had before. I'm glad for the restrictions. I'm happy for the opportunities. I can't wait to minister to the Lord Jesus. For as much as you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, do you get it? You've done it to him, the best of masters, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Let's close with that this morning. Father, we know this man identified with suffering, Oni, Onesiphorus. We know he continued. I mean, Paul would say, you know how many ways he ministered to me. Lord, it's an amazing ministry, the privilege that we have. God forbid the eye should ever say to the hand, I have no need of you. But that the eye should say to the hand, be careful, there's danger there, draw back. Or the hand says to the foot, be careful, I will help you. As members of the body of Christ, this is our privilege. This is our responsibility. And even more so in the last days. And so help these days not to threaten us, but to challenge us, to enlighten us, that we might search the scriptures and see what those who followed the Lord Jesus did in their last days. We've been hearing testimony about our brother Joe Sabian. The pale rider is coming down his street. He's not afraid. What a testimony. Evidently, friends are wondering, how can that man face this with such confidence. Lord, help us, whatever we face, to face it with confidence and to reach out to those around us that we might continue to minister to them, identifying with them, not being ashamed of their chain. Maybe it is sickness, maybe it is financial, maybe it is, Lord, we don't know what it is. But there are brothers and sisters in Christ, and they need help. Paul couldn't go, but Onesiphorus could come. And so give us that spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.